Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Licht, he was the CEO of CNN, has said goodbye to his job at the cable network. There was internal turmoil that had been brewing within the company, and it started before the town hall with former President Donald Trump last month, but it certainly seemed to increase after that town hall. Then more questions were raised about Licht's leadership after the journalist of The Atlantic profiled him, and that profile spent a good amount of time with Licht. And it was not a flattering profile. Now, to hear how it all went wrong, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Frank Cessno. He's a former CNN Washington bureau chief and professor in the School of Media and Public Affairs at George Washington University. Frank, I'm so glad that you're joining us this afternoon. You know, we're always talking about the media and particularly about the news media and how they can and should do things better. Talk with us about what your thoughts are on Licht's leaving CNN so early in his tenure as the CEO there. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you read the Atlantic article, what he was attempting to accomplish. But then as you read the steps that he took in order to get there, some of it didn't seem to make any sense at all.
Well, it was a very turbulent time. He came in after the ouster of Jeff Zucker, who had been the CEO of CNN for a very significant period of time, and really made the network in his image, very tough on Trump. And after all, it was Zucker who actually made Trump when he was at NBC, because he put The Apprentice on the air and Trump on the air once upon a time. But the new corporate owners of CNN brought Licht in because they thought that, for a variety of reasons, but substantively, they thought CNN was being too harsh on Trump, too far to the left. So he was trying to make a mid-course correction. He was dealing with a lot of personnel, and his leadership skills came under attack very early on. He moved his office out of the newsroom, and, you know, CNN, most media, your operation included, is very much in the crosshairs of the public these days. So there was no running room. There was no room for on-the-job training with this guy. And he paid a price, a very public price. That article that you mentioned, 12,000 words in The Atlantic, highly recommended. I don't know who said letting a reporter have access like that and doing a piece like that was a good idea from a reputational or corporate point of view, but it was a brutal piece.
He had remarkable access. And so his insights because of that access were, you know, really biting. But at the same time, they also let people like me who were reading the piece understand what it was that Licht was attempting to accomplish. But he didn't get there. He didn't get close to getting there.
Some of what Licht raised and some of the questions that he talked about are legitimate questions. Mm-hmm. You know, had CNN gone too hard in a particular ideological direction, is it journalistically appropriate to entertain questions of vaccine skeptics, for example, or other things? And the answer is, of course, yes. It doesn't mean you go down a rabbit hole. It doesn't mean that you don't do journalism, but it means that, you know, you should be listening to more people and representing more points of view. I'm totally on board with that. I think it was the way Chris Licht went about it, and it was that he went about it combined with, you know, personnel issues. He fired Don Lemon after moving him to The Morning, very high-profile anchor, so he had issues there. He never got his management leadership team on board. They felt he was aloof and distant. They were leaking to the media press because CNN leaked like a sieve. So it was just a turbulent time anyway. And this article was, you know, the 12 last nails in the coffin for him.
And I know that you have been keeping in touch with some of your coworkers who are your friends. Have you talked to them today? How has morale changed since the last time we spoke, which was right after the town hall?
Better.
Okay.
You know, the people I've talked to there, I think they felt this was coming. And so having it happen and getting it over with, they see as, you know, resolution. There was a strong sense of editorial and management leadership from Jeff Zucker, Chris Licht's predecessor, and Licht never filled those shoes. And then these mistakes that he was making, the CNN town hall, generated huge controversy both inside and outside of CNN. Not so much for putting Trump on stage, he is a candidate after all, but for packing the place with what appeared to be a, you know, vehemently pro-Trump crowd. The crowd was told, you may not boo or register disapproval, but you can applaud. So it ended up not really reflecting much balance in the room.
You know, you mentioned the word entertain. And I had the opportunity several years ago, before he died, to talk with Walter Cronkite. And Cronkite seemed to believe that one of the problems that modern news stations were having was that they had a focus on entertainment. And he didn't think that the news had an obligation to be entertaining. Do you think that we could go toward a Walter Cronkite kind of news broadcast these days, and that it would receive, acceptance with the American public?
Sadly, I don't. I mean, it would receive acceptance with some of the American public, and we have some of that in some places now. But the audience has changed, the technology has changed, the choice has changed, and I react as you do against the word entertainment. But I would, instead of using the word entertainment, I'd use engagement. I think we have to engage our audience. Audiences behave so much differently because they have so much choice. So if you're not engaging them, and that means in some cases it can mean pandering to them, and that's not what I'm talking about, but doing, you know, good, engaging, sometimes reporting that has emotion in it, again, not pandering to them, not entertaining, but still engaging, I think you can do that. I think you can do journalism and engaging programming both.
Well, I hope that comes to fruition. It's been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Frank Cesno, former CNN Washington Bureau Chief and professor in the School of Media and Public Affairs at George Washington University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.